The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Recording in progress. Welcome to Geek Life HQ.
What's going on, everybody?
I think every time I hear that, I think we're on like that fucking spaceship, dude. 2001: A Space Odyssey, right? And they were
over. I can't do that, Dave.
Yeah, like we have that thermostat here, and I fucking and like it just changes the temperature to whatever the fuck it wants to. Home, and it's like 65. It's like, who the fuck set it at that? The thermostat did it, dude.
You're like, why are we at 65?
Like, welcome home, Matt.
Yeah, dude. I got a story for you too, man. Let's just start it off with this, dude. I was going to the bathroom. I got out of the bathtub last night, and like I see something out of the corner of my eye on the fucking counter, and it's a 3-inch motherfucking cockroach, dude.
Wow.
Whoa. And I'm like, I look at it, and it fucking sees me look at it, and I see its eyes, and it like fucking
deep dude. Into its soul.
Did I was hit like, it with a samurai fuck. Sword?
I was like, Shannon, wake the fuck up, dude. There's a huge cockroach in here. And then, like, I don't know where it went, dude. It just disappeared, dude. Lies. No, not lies.
I had a similar experience with a spider last week. So
I had a similar experience.
Oh, but I got it. Sorry, go ahead. What'd you say?
No audio.
No, there you go. Go ahead. What did you say?
I said I have a similar experience with someone who broke into my house last week.
Yeah, never seen again.
You basically
out of the corner of my eye when I was taking a shit, and it was a dude jerking off in the window outside my bathroom. No.
I had a similar experience too with someone broke in and they stole the last season of Dexter. I just let them take it though. I'm like, go.
I could let that one go.
Yeah, it's I'm like, you know what? Yeah, go ahead.
They stole my box set of Downton Abbey, those animals.
on VHS.
What would be something that if someone broke in and stole, you'd be like, good.
Yeah. That's hard, man. I pared down all my shit, dude. All I have is good shit left.
Like the dirty underwear, or as Walter called them, the whites.
Well, I mean, I like all my clothes, so you know.
He could have my, I guess he could have my Care Bear outfit.
The cockroach, take the cockroach with you.
Yeah, take the cockroach.
Because I just sleep with the goddamn light on in there, and with the door kind of cracked, and I was on edge all night, dude. I was like, there it is.
Apparently, you didn't grow up poor. So
then no. I grew up down in Texas, dude. But yeah, like, living in Illinois, you just don't get that. And like cockroaches come in for all types of reasons. It's not because, you know, anything, you know, it was just in there, dude. And I fucking caught it red handed and it freaked out, dude.
Yeah. Growing up, we rarely had food. So I was like, what are you doing here?
So well, they don't come in. The main reason they come in is for water.
Oh, no kidding.
Is their thing. They need a wet environment. So it's like the dude from Men in Black, dude. You know, water.
I need sugar.
Water. You know? That's why. So I crushed the fucker, and now I got dude knocking on my door. Did you kill a cockroach?
That was like other kids. That's awesome.
Is Matt, next time we talk to him, he's going to have a cockroach sitting on his shoulder. Yeah. He's going to be like, I caught it. And then we bonded. And
that's Frank.
You're a regular Jerry O'Connell from Joe's apartment.
Yeah. Like, that's Frank.
Wasn't that Jimmy the cab driver first that did the one on MTV?
I think so, man.
Yeah. I just heard about this new show. Maybe you've seen it. It's called Sabotage.
I put a little camera on his head, and he goes in. He spies on other people in their apartments for me. That was a thing.
Matt's gonna take him to the storage lockers with a little camera, and he's gonna be like, "Go find me the good shit."
So then he bids. He's like, "Yep."
I know they spray at the storage locker because in the hallways you see him dead.
Nice.
Yeah.
Raid.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's nice. Nothing beats a good 80s or 90s roach killing commercial. So, you know, I feel like we still remember that at our age. So
commercials aren't good looking anymore.
I mean, who watches them? You know, only when you're forced to on Hulu and shit, right? I pay the extra dollar so I don't have to see that shit.
Yeah, I know. That's because commercials are all sensitive now.
Dude, that's what I was telling Shannon. I was like, I wish companies would just shut the fuck up and sell me what they're trying to sell me and not try to, like, touch my soul, because I don't give a shit, dude. I just want to wash my fucking clothes, dude. I just want to buy soap, dude. I don't give a shit, you know?
Well, half the commercials, you watch them, and then when it's, like, done, you're like, what the fuck? That's not even what that product's about.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
This was for pizza?
Yeah, like what the fuck? That was for shampoo?
We've donated over hundreds and thousands of dollars every year to this fund for these children. Making it great. You're like, yeah, what?
Like,
what is that?
They get, like, even crazy. They're like, are you, like, a battered woman? Have you left a spouse after you got beat? Swab shampoos, the one that's
with the cheap product. So you can find a new man.
Do you remember, like when you were watching TV late at night and it would be like maybe The Fifth Wheel or like something like that was on, you know, and you're like just watching, and then they had like Sally Struthers comes on and she's like, do you want to make more money? Sure, we all do. Try these courses, gun repair. You know, and you're like, what?
I just remember like the Bowflex commercial, like at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, like John Bates now.
Just fucking getting ripped, dude. And it's like, that's a sick dude.
No,
man.
The what was it? The Chuck Norris like Total Body Gym.
Oh, Total Body Gym, yeah, with Charlize Tilden.
Yeah.
I remember her on the Bundys when they're like, you'd be here for a piece of cheese and a Ritz cracker.
Or the fucking gazelle guy. Remember that guy?
Tony.
Thing that you put your legs in, yeah.
Okay. I want to say it was Tony Robbins, but it wasn't. It was Tony something for the gazelle. Yeah.
What about the one where it's like they sent you the pamphlet to draw and it was like an art school?
Yeah, I remember that.
I got that pamphlet and I did all the tests and I drew all the things and they fucking like sent me like an acceptance letter back. And then like my mom, like they called and like my mom answered and they were like, he's 8. Well, he did.
Yeah, you could pick the pirate, the turtle, or was it like a puppy or something?
I celebrate all of them. You know, I did all of them.
Yeah, I did the pirate because fuck you.
So. I'm just thinking like the Family Guy episode too, or like the old commercials for like DeVry and that one.
Yeah, what'd you do? Open the door?
I can't get into DeVry. What do you do? Open the door?
That's classic. That's a great one. Yeah, DeVry. You know what I gotta say about DeVry? Never offered gun repair. That's on them. So we could have been repairing guns.
Hey, you gotta love it. It was always some weird college too. It was like, you could study gun repair at River Valley Community College online or via telephone.
Like up here, we had the ITT Tech, man. Yeah, that was like kind of the DeVry.
We do have DeVry down the street from where I live here. So over in Naperville.
Is there a bunch of meth heads or what?
You know what, dude? I don't even know. It was literally like 3 doors down from when I worked at a mortgage company over there. So, and it's just like, I'm like, to me, it's like Arby's. You know, people go there, but you never see any cars in the parking lot.
You know? Hey, fuck you, dude. I love Arby's, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Too. I'm telling you, drive by at lunchtime, you're not going to see a single person in that drive-thru.
True, man.
It boggles the friggin' mind.
The one that was over here, like, the fucker's closed, is like, is that open? Are the lights on in there?
Are there people that work at that Arby's? I mean, the lights are on.
Them Arby's boys.
There's a giant possum that fell in the pool. Throw it over the fence. Let Arby's deal with it. Yeah, it's true, though. I mean, I never see anybody there, but I know people eat there, and I think it's like one of those shameful things where they don't admit to it.
I love Arby's.
I like Arby's. They have the meats.
I like the way Arby's taste. I have not been able to eat Arby's for about 8 years.
Arby's social media guy is on fucking point, dude. He has his fingers on the pulse of like pop culture.
I agree with that.
So
Wendy's and Arby's are the best for social media.
Oh yeah, dude, they're good.
Did you see the Wendy's guy told someone to fuck off? I love that. I'm like, I would go to Wendy's because of that.
Hell yeah. It's a grocery. Oh, yeah.
Never frozen, yeah, bitch.
So speaking of the Macho Man voice, I watched a little like video about the documentary, and they're talking about his voice. And they're like, I guess Leslie Nielsen from Naked Gun one time like pulled his manager to the side, was like, he should really stop talking like that. Like, he's going to strain his voice. He's like, that's just how he talks. He's not doing a voice.
Wow. Was it from Police Squad or something? Or was that like Naked Gun?
No, I guess Leslie Nielsen went to a wrestling match, and Macho Man went up to him and was like, hey, brother, I love Naked Gun, man.
Where's Norberg? It's like, yeah, no, we don't talk about him.
Yeah, everybody was just like, yeah, he wasn't doing a voice. That was his voice. It's just when he did interviews, he just took it up a level, I guess.
The cream of the crop.
Yeah, I guess like they were talking, he'd just be like, yeah, I'm thinking about that, brother. I'm thinking. That's what I do, brother, I think.
Did you guys watch that Andre the Giant documentary? Because they used to talk about how Andre could not stand Randy Savage.
The only thing I remember about Andre the Giant is them talking about his giant fart that he let go of on Prince of Pride.
Yeah. I love when Rob Reiner's like, he lets out the biggest fart I've ever heard.
This huge documentary, it's super sad, it's super heartfelt, and like all you remember is like he farted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, dude. Classic Justin.
It choked a donkey.
I like how he like drank literally like a bucket of wine, you know, or something like that. I'm like, man, he's just an interesting character. But going back to Randy Savage, I guess he never liked Randy Savage. So Randy always had to be like extra careful and respectful, because it was a well-known fact that Andre would literally destroy anybody in that wrestling ring. And if you were not respectful to him, he would hurt you. So Randy had to be extra careful.
Eh, fuck that. Andre the Giant's overrated. I don't like him. Never liked him. He was just a big guy. Fuck him.
That's Matt's sure. That's your
all Matt's got to say about that.
You're actually the first person I've ever heard say they didn't like him, but that's, I mean, it's understandable in terms of being overrated. I mean, I think he just was. I don't think he was overrated, underrated.
It was right place, right time. Like, the dude wasn't talented, man. I mean, come on. He was just big, you know? Like, I'm sorry. Like, what do you do? Like, he didn't fucking work out. You know, he was a fat piece of shit at the end, you know? Like, what's that, WrestleMania 3, Shannon, or 2?
It was 3.
Was it through him and Hulk Hogan?
Yep.
Yeah, like, Hulk carried that match, dude. Like, fuck it, dude.
But, well, he was, like, literally, like, dying at the time. It was terrible. He had terrible stuff going on. So
it is what it is, dude. I'm not talking shit about that, because that sucks. But like,
yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, like, fuck, dude. Yeah, are we recording still? Or
yeah. Oh, I'm getting a message here, which is weird because we're not a live show. The estate of Andre the Giant is issuing a cease and desist order, and I'm getting the middle finger from the ghost of Wilford Brimley.
Same family there. Wilford Brimley, those motherfuckers. We just wanted to play.
His family sucks ass.
I put a giant boot in your ass. Ha, ha, ha.
How dare they make fun of my diabetes.
I know we tossed around a bunch of show ideas for this week. So
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll eventually get to one of them.
That's what I'm thinking, dude.
Well, Justin wants to talk about Brendan Fraser.
Why wouldn't we? I mean, the internet is abuzz with how much everybody loves Brendan Fraser. So,
you got to talk about the when he's in Dickie Roberts. He's like, I love you, Brendan Fraser. And he's like, it's Fraser.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some great ones, like 1994 is With Honors. Hey, I'm a homeless guy over here, and I'm a Harvard professor, and I'm going to teach you how to be a good student, huh? You know, so Joe Pesci was in that. Then after that, Airheads.
Yeah.
That is a great one. I love Airheads.
What do you think about swimming pools?
Where you can get in there and spin around and feel like an egg.
But the honestly, best part of Airheads is fucking White Zombie, dude, in that club scene.
And Beavis and Butthead, they're in it, too.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead.
I love so much about that movie.
In Airheads, Brendan Fraser is actually probably the least thing I remember of that movie.
Steve Buscemi is great.
I was about to say, Steve Buscemi and Adam Sandler are like all I think about.
They take the cake, dude.
Oh, Adam Sandler was like, he owned that role. So,
it was so good. He's doing what's called the quiet cool. You know, chicks really dig it.
Yeah, School Ties. You guys remember that one? I think I want to say Matt Damon was in that one too. So let's see. Them? Set in the 1950s, a star quarterback is given an opportunity to attend an elite preparatory school, but conceals the fact that he is Jewish.
Simpsons did it.
Yeah, I remember that movie, but I thought it was a whole gay sex thing about that one too.
No, that's a different movie. That's
movie?
Yeah.
That's Encino Man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, man, that's his best movie.
This is fucking best
Kazungas.
You want me to bend you over, buddy, and give you my waist soap?
Bust waist juice.
No, that's the porno Encino Gay Man.
Oh, okay. Or just in Encino. Yeah, I was looking at, they have like these things where you can meet actors like online at like this, you know, WizardCon or something like that. And the guy from The Mummy, who was also in Encino Man, that goes, "No, we's the juice." I'm like, yeah, I'd pay $60 to meet that guy and be like, "Say no, we's the juice. Say it."
Say it and hang up the fucking phone. Dude, you like to waste money on weird shit, dude.
Yeah, I do. I mean, but you've met me, so.
It's like, if I'm going to waste money, dude, I'm going to waste it on somebody in person. You know, I'm not going to like waste it to get like and be in like a chat room with them or something. You know?
Oh, I assume I would be taken away by security otherwise.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, excuse me, sir, I have one question. Say we's the juice.
that's how they sell it, though. They're like, do you really think anybody's going to pay for this? They're like, Justin Cooper will. Don't worry. Yeah. You'll get at least one.
You're like, fine. Why does everybody ask me to say we's the Jews?
It's like doing the cameos is a little bit different. I can kind of see in spending that money because they literally, you send them something and they kind of like touch on the points and they like say you by name or like that one you did.
Say my name, bitch.
Say my name on the fucking bitch. Like that, pretty much. That's the cameo.
I wish we could afford the Trace Comas guy. I really do. It would be the ultimate, you know. What about
doors that go like this? Yeah. Like this, like this.
So talking about Fraser films and all that, do you guys remember that movie The Scout?
Yep. Yeah, where he's the baseball player in Mexico.
One of the most memorable parts for me is Michael Rapaport in the beginning of it. He's like, I just need the Lord. I need the Lord now. He's all throwing up.
Dude, all I remember about Michael Rapaport is that stupid cat thing he does. You know what I'm talking about? That ugly cat? It's like, that fucking cat is back. Ma, get this fucking cat out of here.
Is that in Higher Learning?
No, dude. No, it's like Instagram, dude. Oh. YouTube or something, dude. He's just like fucking this ugly-ass fucking toothed cat, dude. Like, look like it's been chewed up and spit out with like a wonk eye and shit. And he's just like fucking bashes his cat. Dude.
With the wonk eye.
You know? Pretty you don't funny. Remember him on Friends? I know you're a huge Friends fan.
No, I never watched Friends.
Yeah. That's why I said it. So.
Fuck that show.
It's all good. But I mean, I didn't know this, but he also appeared as Link in the Army Now. And I didn't remember that. I remember in Son-in-Law he was in that.
Yeah.
But they said he was Link uncredited. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
So, like, out of the three of them from Encino Man, who do you think's the most famous?
Him.
Yeah. Brendan. Him, I think.
Yeah, I think actually, more so than Sean Astin. Yeah, Brendan Fraser because of the Mummy films.
Rudy, dude, come on.
Because of the Mummy, I think he's more famous.
Goonies, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, and he's also Patty Duke's son. So
I think Sean Astin actually wins because Lord of the Rings.
Stranger Things. He's got like a whole nerd trifecta thing going on, dude.
Guys, trust me. I'm like his hugest fan, and he played Raphael in the 2012 Ninja Turtles cartoon. So I'm totally with you there. I'm just saying in terms of this, it's like Brendan Fraser is huge because of this.
51st Dates, Click.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Just looking at my hips.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe money-wise, Brendan Fraser, because he was in those super big fucking blockbuster Hollywood movies.
Mm-hmm. No, like Mrs. Winterborn with Ricky Lake.
I think money wise, Sean Astin wins that.
George of the Jungle, Dudley Do-Right. Guys, remember Monkey Bone?
Let's see. Let's look up their net worth.
Bedazzled. How about that one? We were talking about Bedazzled before.
Bedazzled's probably like my favorite movie he's in, dude.
That's a great film.
It's such a great film.
She is so good in that. Elizabeth Hurley.
She's hot, dude.
I think she's coming down from doing Austin Powers at that time. And yeah, because that's 2000. Austin Powers was like 95 or something.
Jesus Christ, dude. That movie's 20 something years old. Fuck.
Yeah.
Brendan movie... Fraser is worth more than Sean is. Yeah. He's worth $10 million more.
There you go, bro. It's that fucking mummy money.
That mummy money.
It's mummy that money. Fucking Universal Studios Mummy the Ride money. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Is he on the ride as well?
I thought he was at one point, maybe not anymore. But,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It is a cool ride. I mean, ours broke down when the fire was like all above your head, and I'm like, is this roasted? Is comfortable. No, it was like far enough away, but it's like you can
fuck
feel
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I would try to throw my hat at it. If we got caught in that room again and the fucker was breaking, I'd try to throw my hat at it or something to catch something on fire, dude.
throw my
hat. Dude, if we're going out, dude, we're going the fuck out on that ride. You know, we're going to roast.
I want to be roasted. He comes out and he's got like a small beard now. And he's like, yeah, worth it.
Worth it.
Just putting out the things, you know.
No, that's when he sues him. He's like, you guys ruined my glorious beard.
Pretty much, dude.
Oh, I guess he was in three episodes of Scrubs.
Every year it took to grow this.
Yeah, you're right. Revenge of the Mummy, The Ride. It's right there on his IMDb.
There you go, dude.
Yeah, he was in Scrubs. Anybody watch that? Me neither.
I did watch Scrubs. I actually like Scrubs.
I know you like Scrubs. I like to give you shit about it.
Because what has
oh,
two
Crash.
Thumbs, give a crap. This guy.
Oh, yeah. What about Crash. That movie, Crash, man? That was a sick movie.
Like, he plays like the politician, but everybody and their mom is in that.
Yeah. Don Cheadle. Let's see. Matt Dillon, because you hadn't seen him in like forever. Sandra Bullock.
There's even uncredited Pauly Shore.
In Crash, really?
I don't know. I'm just
trying. I'm like, was he driving the car? So
he was a producer.
He played random bum on street.
Yeah, well, he probably was like just there and they filmed him. So
I was about to say he was just there.
I'm surprised he wasn't in Pauly Shore is Dead, actually. So
just like the famous homeless guy in all the Adam Sandler movies in New York. He's actually a real homeless guy. He's just in all the movies.
He goes on about that in his comedy act, and he's like, everyone thinks they don't have money. I got a ton of money. I'm living fat, man. And we're just like, you know what? No one cares, Pauly. Like, you're just kind of a jerk. So, hey, buddy, can I leech off your fame? Is that what he does? That sound?
Buddy, I need a job.
It's more of like you're eating like a pussy out.
Is that what that sounds like? Sorry, I'll
it's like if you had a flabby asshole and it was a fan was blowing it.
Oh, like... okay, like just kind of. Did I ever tell you my theory of why people don't have horizontal butt cheeks? It's because they would just all the time, you know, no one would get anything done.
Yeah, well, it just makes sense, dude. Like, if you think about how your legs form,
it would make sense. Yeah, it would be like totally like, yeah, okay.
You have like a duck bill asshole. That would be really weird.
Well, you come just on, think about dude. It. If you leaned forward, everything would come right out. It'd be like,
think
yeah,
about it, dude. Like, it's fucking science, dude.
Yeah. Well, like, apparently, there's some sort of
like
reason.
This, for, like, me.
Yeah, for your vertical butt crack. It's like,
yeah, that'd be really weird.
So Brendan Fraser,
I wonder what his butt crack looks like.
I think we've seen it. I think it was in School Ties. It was definitely it was definitely in George of the Jungle.
That wasn't a stunt ass.
Kim Jong-un, he doesn't have a butt crack because he does not poo.
Oh yeah. That's on Netflix now. Team America, World Police.
Yeah. Durka Muhammad Jihad. I shouldn't say that in the current climate of the world, but
probably not, dude.
I don't know that it matters anymore. So
all I know is that movie's great. I went and saw that movie with a Pakistani guy, and he was laughing his ass off.
He was like, "Oh, it's so true."
Yeah, like that fucking shit's great.
That's awesome. He's like, oh. I recognize two words, and it's Matt and Damon.
Matt Damon. Sometimes the dicks have to fuck the assholes.
I forgot about that particular line. Yeah, that's a great, funny movie. It's you got to be in the right company to watch it though, or just watch it by yourself.
And that's kind of one, like, if you watch it with someone, if you laugh at the wrong part, they're going to fucking oust you, dude, for being a racist.
Well, first of all, you have to watch it with someone who appreciates South Park.
Mm-hmm.
If you meet someone and they're like, I don't like South Park, they're not going to like that
movie.
So you're saying it's a great first date movie. So you can get, like, a good barometer date, of where your partner's at.
First date, blind date.
Blind date, yeah.
Throw them in, dude.
Tinder hookup, you know, all that. Hey, yeah.
We're going to watch this fucking movie. Oh,
what's that? You're Indian or Pakistani? Let's watch this movie. I know it's a great movie.
Like, oh, you actually did want a Netflix and chill. Okay. Yes.
Not me.
I invited this Muslim girl over and I watched Team America World Police. She left halfway through.
Hey, dude, what she look like? I don't know. Oh, that was awful. That's a dad joke of the day. Oh, well. Yeah, no, I'm just looking. Doom Patrol. You guys check out Doom Patrol at all?
I did watch Doom Patrol, and I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've seen the first two seasons, I believe. It's nuts, man.
I think I caught up on it. I don't know. I can't remember where, if I did or not. I know at least watched the first.
If you get stuck inside a donkey, then you know.
Okay, yeah. I remember the donkey.
Do you remember Clerks 2?
No.
Garth. Back away. Don't think about this movie. Don't do it. Whatever you do, don't think of Clerks 2.
I was actually on a Kevin Smith jaunt this weekend.
All right, let's transition into that.
I can honestly say I didn't watch Clerks 2 out of all.
He says still to this day that's his favorite movie that he's done.
He's an idiot, dude. Kevin Smith has turned into an idiot, dude. Like, I'm sorry.
He's always been like a shameless self-promoter, which I really appreciate about him. You know, I like that aspect, but if it does feel like at times that he just like gets in over his head. And I don't know if he realized this, but it's like, dude, if you're like a main character in the Lego Batman video game, maybe that's not for you, you know? So
all I know is like,
Kevin I like Smith, all this stuff, except
for Kevin Smith movies. I like the older ones more than the newer ones, but nowadays, I just picture, like, I know you guys really like Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. I thought it was just okay.
I think it's better than the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, because that one, that one to me was like, all right, you're throwing a lot at the wall here. I'm like, it's funny, but it's not my favorite. I like when he has subtle characters. I like Jersey Girl. And I mean, I don't take a shit for that, but I like Jersey Girl. I don't give a shit. Put George Carlin in there, you know, it was good.
Just end it right here, dude. When you said you like Jersey Girl, come on, bro.
I didn't say Geely, dude.
There's Kevin Smith, like pre Dogma and post Dogma. Yeah. Dogma was his peak, dude.
Dogma's so good.
It's one of his best movies.
It's like the language in it and everything like that. All the dialogue is so tight in Dogma.
Yeah,
it's so well thought out and well written, and just like every character, like their lines mean something. They have bite to them, you know. Mm-hmm. And the casting on it is damn near perfect.
Oh yeah.
See, my issue is, okay, Kevin Smith back in the day, he didn't give a shit if you pissed anybody off. Now he cares. And two, I get tired of like his daughter being in every fucking movie now.
Yeah.
Okay, if your daughter can't make it as an actress outside of your movies, she's not an actress.
Yeah. That's the main reason why I don't really like Rob Zombie movies much, is because his wife is always in them.
Yeah.
You know,
I absolutely love her in you know, the Firefly movies there, where she like that last one with the Three from Hell or something like that, with that shootout at the end. I thought that was cool as hell. You know, yeah. I really like the wolf the best, though. I think I'm like, damn, he's cool. Like, yeah, even though Sid passed away, we've got our other brother who's coming. He wasn't with us while we were killing people. So it's like, oh, we'll bring him on. Oh, he's pretty cool.
You know? He was killing people just over there and you just didn't see it.
He was. Yeah, he had an axe. It was really cool. You guys should have seen it.
But yeah, no, I watched Mallrats, which is, of course, like my favorite one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
A good one.
I was watching it and I was just like, I totally forgot the beginning where he's talking about his cousin with the gerbil and the cat.
Yeah. My favorite part of that movie is like, that kid is back on that fucking escalator. Hey, somebody call the police. This kid just got hurt.
I like, I like that movie, and I like to think of a movie that exists that doesn't have, is it Josh London or Jeremy Jason London? London? Yeah, Jeremy London. Okay. I like to think of a movie where they replaced him with the good London from Dazed and Confused, where it's like, yeah, if we had him in there, like, could we just redo this movie with CGI and put him in there? Like, that would have been so much better. Replace him
with a 3D picture, so that way everybody could just see the sailboat.
It could have been an animated penguin, you know, and it would have
been, oh, look, it's a sailboat. God damn it.
How can you be like this? Because you're dead, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you literally sound like you're reading this off of a wall or a cue card. So,
yeah. That whole movie, like, it's like what big actors are in that? The main actors. You got Shannon Doherty, who's in it.
Jason Lee.
You mean him, but like the
Michael Rooker.
With that main, they had like London's
part. Jason Lee. Yeah, I mean,
and Jason Lee.
Everybody that's in that movie has since like found fame. You know, you've got Ben Affleck. You've got Jason Lee, who has like, he's already gone through like a whole fame cycle. You know, yeah. So it's like he's in, he's out, he's in, he's out. So it's just like kind of goes like that. He's already phased out of Hollywood at this point. Shannon Doherty, Joey Lauren Adams. Let's see, even the girl that played Michael Rooker, the 15-year-old.
Fucking everything now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, that man has earned it. So,
he's been in a bunch.
The guy that played the security office, was it Lafarge or LaForge? What's in a whole bunch? Oh, he's done this whole bunch. Like, he showed up. I think he fought in one movie. I think he fought Arnold Schwarzenegger. I want to say it was Arena or something. I don't know. Might have been The Running Man or something. But yeah, I don't know. He's been in some stuff.
He's seen some shit.
The lady, the fortune teller.
Shit. Oh yeah,
she's been in stuff.
She was in shit before that though.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't know. Yeah, okay. Well, let's just jump in. I'll get to my weekend geek here so we can just go through that. So,
you wrote it down?
No, I didn't write it down. I'm reviewing an eBay offer I just got.
Did you write that down?
I've been fucking selling Jurassic Park toys like they're fucking going out of style.
Dude, so you mean people spend no expense?
Luckily, I have an unlimited supply from this one place because I have sold 16 of them right now.
Jesus, you have a Dobson.
No, it's all fucking, and they're the stupidest fucking toys. I don't get why they're worth so much, but whatever.
Are they original or are they new?
No, they're old. They're from like 2018.
That's old.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's old in Toy World.
Wow.
But I'm sorry.
Toys move fast though. I mean, stuff like that. You think some about can. Like these Marvel Legends that come out, if you don't get them within the first 3 months of their release, they're gone. You know, and then it's like, yeah, now you're paying scalper prices. Similar with like the Turtles from NECA. You know, they're there and then they're gone.
Yeah. So, yeah, part of my week geek was selling some Jurassic Park toys. But I did go to the movies twice because we didn't converge last week to talk, but I saw Free Guy.
Ooh.
It was okay.
Honestly, who's the chick that's in that? Because I feel like I've seen her in other stuff before, but I don't know.
I don't. What's her name?
I don't recognize her. But
honestly, for a Ryan Reynolds movie, I was a little disappointed.
So it probably should have come out last year, straight to streaming. It
should have, because out here, spoiler. You know, just fast forward 5 seconds. It's a rom com dressed in a Ryan Reynolds movie.
Just like Deadpool.
It's more of a rom-com than Deadpool.
Deadpool 2.
So the chick is Jodie Marie.
I don't know who she is, but you know, she looks like a video game character in that, so they're doing a good job.
But it was all right. It wasn't horrible. It's worth one watch. It had some funny parts and everything, like most Ryan Reynolds movies, but it wasn't anything.
His buddy that's a security guard, he was in a couple things that are pretty funny.
Yeah, well, he's a cool guy. I met him at Hooters.
is that where you met?
I did actually meet him at a Hooters one time. I was downtown meeting up with some old coworkers, and I'm like, is that little Rel in the corner? He had on a big fucking big old fur coat. Sitting in the corners eating some wings.
Wow.
So I was like, hey, so I know that guy.
You meet the most interesting people at restaurants, like how you met LeVar Burton. And
yeah, LeVar Burton definitely gave me that "don't come over here, you fucking nerd" look.
He could sense it. You're like, where's your visor? And he's like, didn't you watch the last movie?
Oh no, we like, totally locked eyes. Like, no. Definitely, I'll never forget. He totally gave me that "don't you dare fucking come over here" look.
Did you go over there?
No, I didn't go over there because, dude, he totally gave me that look. Like, I'm at dinner with my wife, and I don't know whoever this other guy is. Like, don't fucking come over here.
And my
I'm trying to hook this fucking threesome up, dude. Don't come over
here, dude. You're jeopardizing the operation. He's like, these people don't beam themselves into bed.
He probably saw, knowing me, because it was the time that was like when I was at my heaviest, he was probably like, fucking Star Trek nerd.
You come over and you're like, I eat because I'm unhappy, and I'm unhappy because I need.
I was just like, can you sign my book? Can you taught me how to read?
He's like, you're like, I've been carrying this copy of Green Eggs and Ham with me on the offhand chance I would run into you, sir. And then will you sign like, this samurai sword?
Then he sign Randy Jackson's name and not your own.
Yeah, do that.
Then he started talking to me about Star Trek, and I'd be like, calm down there, guy. I don't know anything about Star Trek. Simmer down.
You're like, whoa, you're the guy from Roots. That's all I know.
Calm down there, Kunta Kinte.
Like, literally.
I don't know about this fucking Geordi LaForge shit you're talking about.
It's like, no.
No, who the fuck is that? He's like, I wore a visor. I'm like, oh, you're the fucking visor guy.
Got Black it. Data. Okay, cool.
Is that what people called him? I mean, it's funny because like I had two favorite characters, and it was Geordi and Data. So
yeah. There you go, bro.
They're my favorites.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah. Oh, I'm way into that. Should have
walked over to his table and did the "You're our only hope."
I would have loved that. That would have been great. I wish that was on video. Hypothetically,
Weekend Geek. Yeah, and then I watched Jungle Cruise, which basically to me was Pirates of the Caribbean starring The Rock.
Nice. You said you didn't much care for it when you were telling us.
It was all right. It was a rock movie. It's entertaining.
Yeah,
it's not great. You're not going to go home and go, man, that was the best fucking movie ever. You're like, yeah, I was entertained.
You're going to go home and be like, man, I'm going to vote for that guy when he runs for president.
So do you have a go-to rock film that you'll watch to like, be like a palate cleanser? Be like,
Walking Tall.
Walking Tall is a great answer.
Walking Tall is great, but mine's The Rundown.
That's good, yeah. Too. Those are fucking like...
Still, between that and... what's the sequel to Be Cool?
Get Shorty?
Be Cool. That's the one, because Get Shorty was the
first. Yeah, he puts the gay bodyguard, yeah.
Yeah, that was hilarious. But, dude, The Rundown...
Be Cool,
The Rundown's awesome. The greatest, though.
Awesome film.
Cast around him that make that movie better.
Oh, dude, Sean William Scott is so underrated, dude.
Oh, I know. That you want a little thunder?
Also dude. In Cop Out, another Kevin Smith film.
You want a little thunder? Little lightning?
Then never seen again.
I think he has a drinking problem.
He did have juice there, but then he came back and now he's clean.
Yeah, he took time off, too. Like, he took, like, a good amount off, and that's why we had... I think a long distance between the Goon films. Yeah.
High fucker, dude.
Yeah. I like his stuff. I think that he's pretty versatile when it comes to like, just like, first of all, he's a likable character when you see him. And I mean, he can go from Stifler into, like the guy in, in where he played the guy playing the guitar in the van in Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash.
I think he just,
he's a vegan.
I think he gets typecast a lot though, too.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
close the front door. Oh, they're so disgusting.
Because like
yeah, absolutely, he's definitely had that
like
problem.
In the movie Role Models, he basically plays like a different Stifler. Yeah,
he pretty much plays a version of Stifler in every movie he does.
Yeah. I'm kind of okay with that. I mean,
and I'm okay with that too. It's yeah. funny. It has its you know, it has its need. You need it.
He was great in Role Models.
Oh, a great
Role Models was great.
Yeah,
great movie.
Welcome to Sean William Scott Chat, the podcast all about Sean William Scott.
It's one episode only.
I'm your host, Sean. Here's your other host, William, and your last host, Scott.
So, dude, it writes itself, dude.
It does. Yeah, I mean, you can't come up with this stuff.
Sean William Scott, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Don't say doing stuff for his mom. Don't say
this. Doing stuff for his dad.
What else did I do for a week in geek? Because I got 2 weeks to cover. Oh, I binged the whole series of Resident Alien on Sci-Fi. I fucking love that.
I hear it's a great show.
Alan Tudyk is great in that show.
Oh, that's that Irish looking dude. What are you talking about?
I guess she's in a lot of movies. Yeah.
Yes.
Is it that new one that's on there? You see the commercials and he's like he's a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to watch that.
Yeah, it's actually it's pretty. Like,
I got to see that too.
I actually liked it.
We've been meaning to watch that.
He's got really good dry humor in it.
Nice.
I heard Nathan Fillion shows up a couple times.
I don't remember Nathan Fillion in it.
Yeah, I've seen a couple pictures of him on the set. So I haven't seen the show, of course. But
way to fucking spoil it, dickhead. That's next season. God.
No, I think it was this season.
I don't know, but I don't remember seeing him in it. But maybe I just wasn't. I just don't remember. But
it's because he's detachable. Because he's the detachable kid.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I watched the new Suicide Squad with TDK.
Yeah, that was our last episode, man.
Their names are letters. TDK.
All names are letters, dickhead. I just love it. I mean, the more I watch the John Cena performance in there, the more I freaking cherish it with all my heart.
You just freeze it on his dong picture.
I do.
No, you don't have to. It's there for long enough where you can get a good peek. So I don't know. I know you don't like Trainwrecked, but there is that scene in Trainwrecked with the little towel hanging.
Yeah, I hate Trainwrecked just because of her.
Yeah, you definitely don't like Amy Schumer.
I don't like Amy Schumer at all.
Oh, you couldn't pay me to fucking watch that movie.
I just don't even find her funny. Like,
I love Bill Hader, so.
Bill Hader I like. Amy Schumer, I do not.
You're like, sorry, the cost was too high. But Colin Quinn plays her father. The cost was too high.
I'm not going to lie. I tried to watch it. I didn't make it through it because I just don't fucking like Amy Schumer.
I understand that. There's certain actors and actresses that just grate on you and you just can't do it.
Yeah.
Most of the people I talk to feel Andy Dick is on that list.
No, he's just,
I don't know. What are you going to do? Just can't stand me.
So I guess I haven't really... There's no really movie that Andy Dick's like the starring role. So
no, there's not. So
he knows he's not a star. And he's a B guy. He's a B and C guy and even a D guy, dude. He knows. You need the same one line, I'm in. You know?
Yeah, that's the great part is Hollywood realizes he's not a leading man. We'll never get a movie. Amy Schumer should never have her own movie.
But look at it this way. Has David Spade learned that lesson that he's not a leading man?
Hey,
going back to Dickie Roberts.
I like Dickie Roberts, though.
It's, well, look it. You got Joe Dirt. You've got stuff.
Joe Dirt's awesome, man.
Yeah, is Joe Dirt 2 awesome?
No.
No.
That's why it went straight to streaming. It wasn't even in the theater.
Yeah, and then there was that other movie that was on Netflix that was kind of like, was it Father of the Year or something like that?
Yeah, Joe that one.
And he's like, look, everybody, I'm basically Joe Dirt. Nah.
Pretty much.
Nah.
I think I caught like maybe 10 minutes of that. And it's like
pass.
That's a huge pass, dude.
I like his talk show. I think his talk show is really good, but I don't know. I don't find him compelling in a lead role.
He's not a great lead role person, but hey, I mean, he's better than Amy Schumer.
All right. That is fair. All right. I mean, That's like 100% accurate. You know who else is? Whoopi Goldberg.
What?
Also a way better lead actor than all of these people. Yeah, absolutely. She's a great actor. Didn't you see Eddie? Not the one where she was teamed up with the dinosaur? Or is Eddie the one with the basketball team? I forget. So
I don't know.
I mean, let's face it, like, I would rather watch Melissa McCarthy movies than Amy Schumer movies.
I thought Thunder Force was funny as hell. So
Thunder Force, all right. I'm just saying, I can at least make it through a Melissa McCarthy movie, Amy Schumer. I'm like, yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah. So you didn't watch any Amy Schumer movies this week, so that's good.
No. What else did I watch this week? Oh, I started rewatching Silicon Valley from the beginning.
Nice.
I fucking love that show.
Is a hot dog or not a hot dog?
No, I'm at the one where Junior.
I love that. That's the fakest accent ever. I love that.
Well, I'm at the first app that Jin Yang makes where it's like it helps fucking predators find kids at playgrounds. Like it's supposed to like rape playgrounds or whatever. And they're like, you know, this like actually geared towards like it's gonna help predators find children. They're like, oh yeah, well we better gear it towards that. We could be missing out on that market.
When I made my company Aviato, yeah. And then Hollywood just dropped him like a sack of potatoes, huh?
Yeah,
that's funny. That's a good cross section there. That two weeks there.
I fucking love that show. I'm not in the Trace Commas Club anymore. I'm a 900 millionaire.
He's great. He's so good.
You like these pants? These are fucking cool pants. Oh fuck! The rivet just cracked my car. It's deep cut.
It's a deep cut. Of course not. I can't be seen with you guys.
He's the best character in that whole fucking series, though.
Mm-hmm.
Russ Brenneman.
Yeah.
You know who is kind of underrated? The executive. I forget what her name is. Shelly or something like that. Who takes over after the other guy gets mauled by a lion? She's just like, oh, I hear people like. Congratulations. It's just like, what? She's just like a robot. And I'm like, she's so good in that role.
No, I still, Russ is my favorite though with the Trace Comas.
Oh, Russ is the best. Russ is the like, reason to watch the show.
This is my tequila. It's Trace Comas. Do you know what that means in Spanish? No, you're wrong. It's Trace, it means three commas.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, and Big Head is pretty funny too.
Big Head is great too, I guess.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Kind of place, thinking about it, like Pete Davidson, like kind of stole it, like Chad from him, because like Big Head's always just like, yeah, okay.
I love how he just shows up and they're like, yeah, we're going to hire you to do this. Well, what do I have to do? Nothing. All you got to do is show up.
Yeah. When he's like, so how's life? I got a boat. I had to hire a boat guy.
Yeah, that's, man, it's good. And Ehrlich Bachman is making money off of literally everybody. He's such a piece of crap, you know?
Or the assistant, Jared. They're like, you can hire another guy named Jared? What will we call him? Well, you can go back to using my real name. No, we'll just call you Original Jared.
Yeah, he changed his name to get out of his Hooli thing. Oh, yeah, the guy from Hooli's pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
He's pretty
funny. I mean, everybody on the show has a great. Guilfoyle's great.
Yeah, Guilfoyle is great. And it's so funny. It's so different than anything he plays in any of the movies. Like, he's in Spider-Man. You're like, that's freaking Guilfoyle, dude.
Yeah. It's a Satanist coder? Yeah. No, it's
just actually, I'm more of a passive Satanist. Yes.
I like that he hacks Jin Yang's smart fridge and it tells him to go fuck off.
Yeah. He's like, and I get an extra, was it he was negotiating for like space in the fridge in his contract. It's a great show. It's such a smart show. It's like Office Space, but they just took it to the next level.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, you gotta like it when Jin Yang, when he's talking about the trash cans, like, Jin Yang, you gotta put your recycling in the green can. Which can is for burning trash?
Well, that's great. That's a pretty solid weeks in geek there.
Yeah, dude. You got me beat. I can't even remember what I did.
Yeah, I think that's I did a lot of that, plus a lot of eBay.
lot of eBay.
Okay, let's talk about eBay story of the week. For me, I got a message from a guy. I literally listed.
Ooh, what's he like? Oh,
I literally listed an item. It says black cleats for Peloton bike. He messages me, are these black?
Like, you're like, and cleats.
Look at the fucking picture and read the description.
I don't even respond to those ones anymore. I literally just ignore them.
I don't care. I responded yes, and he bought them. So I don't
know. Oh, okay.
I was like, at least you bought them. Usually fucking people just jerk me around with those, but
dude, I was listening last night and a dude messaged me about like a shirt that I listed a while ago, and it came up. He sent the message, stain, really, ... come on, or something. And I responded back, yeah, you don't have to message me about it, because if you read the listing, I mentioned the stain and I priced it accordingly. Move on, and you don't need to message me. Why message me? You know, get a life or something, dude. And he didn't, he like responded back something like, oh yeah, by the way, eat me. And I was like, well, I already blocked you, but now I'm reporting you for harassment, because why are you messaging me, dude? Yeah. You know, and then I said that, and he's like, really, asshole? And he literally sent me like fucking 15 messages in an hour, dude. He's trying to provoke me, and they kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. It basically just sent eBay a screenshot of this dude, all his messages. I'm like, this guy, come on, man. I'm like, you have to have some kind of link where we can report other users, even though if they don't buy something from you. You can only report them if they buy something from you. So I had to go through this fucking chain of like bullshit to report this guy. And it's like, I finally got to where I could send him an email. And I said, I mean, this is just rampant with buyers thinking they can harass sellers and abuse sellers, because there's no outlet for us to fucking get back, dude. Because eBay,
there's no buyer customer support. That's the best.
There's not no seller customer support.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So it's just so fucked, man. It's like, and people, this dude tried to return a shirt. He left me good feedback. I might even mention this last week. He left me good feedback, but then tried to fucking try to snake $3 out of me. And I was like, absolutely not. Fucking send it back, dude. Yep. And he closed it and never sent it. You know, it's like, what, dude, it was a $10 shirt. You really want $3 back?
Dude, like, I told you, a lot of people have started doing that now. You ship them stuff and then they're like, oh, give me some money back. That's why I just went straight now to just saying, send it back.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do. It's like, send it back, full refund.
Yep. That's all I tell everybody.
Well, I just want something back. I'm like, no, absolutely not. eBay has trained these fucking people to do that. Just like waiting for offers.
That's like Amazon, right?
Somebody will watch something and just to wait for you to send them an offer. It's like, fuck that. Now I have to price it 25% higher. You know, and it's like everyone's complaining, oh, your shipping's too high, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, dude, blame eBay for all this bullshit, dude. You know, like, I don't think offers should be allowed on any item until 30 days. If it doesn't sell,
that's pretty smart.
Then start sending offers, dude. Yeah. You know, it's like such bullshit, dude. They cater to fucking cheap fucks, dude. And it's just to compete with Amazon, dude.
Yeah, it's just really bad with the people buy shit, you ship it to them, and then you literally get a message as soon as it's delivered, like, I'm not happy with it. I would like some money back. And you're like, no.
Nope. I will refuse to do that. Send it back to me.
Well, it's just like, I sent you that message. That guy was trying to get it from me. He was like, No. I'm like, okay, well, send it back, and I'll give you a full refund. He just sent back, well, you're being cool about it, so I'll just keep it.
Yeah. It's such cool. And that's what the guy said to me about the shirt. He's like, well, I hope we could be civil. And I'm like, civil is you not being a fucking fuckface cheapskate over a $10 shirt, dude. Yeah. Literally.
How'd he take that?
I didn't say that to him. Like, if you can't afford a $10 shirt with like $4 shipping, you shouldn't be buying anything online.
I agree. Okay?
Like, don't be a fuckhead about it, dude. There's words I want to say, but I don't want people to get mad at me right now. So I'm not going to say these words. Don't be a cheap asshole, dude. You know?
Yeah.
Don't be a shirt shifter.
You pretty much, dude, a fucking don't shifter, all right?
Don't be shifty about it.
No, dude, I just, that's why I just went straight to, if you're not happy with it, send it back. I'll give you a full refund.
Can you offer no returns? Because I have that. And again, I'm just a private seller. I'm not a
So what it is you can offer that, but it says no refunds. But eBay has a 100% no questions to ask. If you say it's fucked up, they can force a return on you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Like if you have no returns on, people are just going to lie and say it's not what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that was weird. Okay, so it was unexpected.
That's what people do. Yeah.
There's like this much space back there. So it's like she just jumped up there to send me a statement. Like, hey, asshole, you're in my seat.
Pretty much, she said
you got picture of cat butthole.
It's like, I just want to make sure that you knew that I was still here. I'm like, I can clearly hear you yelling at me. It's okay. So, you know, now she's on the table. All right. That's interesting. So I'm just trying to think of what I did with my Weekend Geek. I definitely watched some interesting movies. I caught this one on Stars called Juan of the Dead or Juan de los Muertos. Have either of you seen this zombie movie set in Cuba?
It sounds familiar, dude. I haven't seen it.
It's pretty funny.
It sounds cool.
It's all Spanish with subtitles and all that, except for like one part where there's English. But and I swear the guy looked like Bricktop. It's pretty funny from Snatch. But it's like, basically a poor version of like of Shaun of the Dead. But it's actually really funny and really, really kind of well put together considering. But the guy's kind of like a destitute sort of criminal that kind of like skates by on like the edge of society and all that. And they don't think that these are zombies. They think that they're renegade insurgents or like defectants or something like that, because they're all like pro-communism and stuff. So it's so hilarious. They're like, what are these insurgent people doing? Why are they biting people? Like, I don't know. It has something to do with capitalism. And it's like, it's really funny when they get into this aspect because they're just so stupid. And there's like some parts of this movie that are just like absolutely bonkers off the friggin' wall. So,
well, dude, it sounds right up like, you know, like Shaun of the Dead, how they're talking about consumerism. It's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah it's nice. Decent. I would recommend it. I would say if you want to watch something that's pretty funny in that genre for like zombie humor, it's pretty good. So zombie humor, not to be confused with Amy Schumer. So,
I'm just waiting for that zombie porno called Zomboobies.
There is one out there, I think. Yeah, you know.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's got to be. That's got to be a whole genre, right?
Yeah, I know. Jenna Jameson's in one with like Freddy Krueger's in it or something.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah. They call that Nightmare on Something or
Nightmare on Something. Zombie strippers. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was like a Cinemax movie a couple years
but
back.
I want a hardcore porno, dude. Not like just some like titties. You know, I want straight up.
You want like a dick to go through the zombie head?
Yeah, like
that's how you have to kill them.
A skull fuck, dude. Yeah, yeah. The only way to kill zombies is
wait.
Skull fuck them.
Wasn't that in From Dusk Till Dawn? What do they call you? Sex machine?
Kind of.
He's got the six shooter that's right there in his crotch.
Kind of. I mean, but that's they kind of went there, but not
Tom Savini.
Yeah.
All right, so I mean that's the thing we'll be on the lookout for. Hopefully our listeners can just tell us about any films that they're aware of. So, but
they go fuck zombies.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've got a diverse crowd that listens, so maybe someone will come in.
I think with this show, we probably lost any stragglers on, and now it's just going to be the three of us just listening.
No, my friend Daryl was just telling me the other day. He's like, man, I started cracking up when you were doing that bit about your mom, and I'm like, yeah, you know, we have a strained relationship.
Yeah, and then you're like, now you're gonna be like, you listen to the show. He's like, I did up until you talked about skull fucking zombies to kill him.
I think that's a great jumping on point for new listeners, if you ask me.
Yeah. So this is the commercial we were trying to fucking film or
yeah,
fucking
exactly.
Record. Like, start it right now.
You like zombies? How much do you like zombies?
Do you like them a lot? I'm an asco for zombies. This is my son, Hot Carl.
What's he do? We're not going to talk about that right now.
And this is my African lover missionary.
Jesus, dude.
Okay, what's that about?
Is that a mission?
Oh, okay. Omens. All right, there you go.
And there's just this fucking dude, Daryl. He's just there.
He's just there being handsome.
He's just in the background.
Why is he always squinting? Is it always bright? I saw that show's coming to gotta be its last season, right?
Yeah.
Does Daryl have a kid?
No.
No? Okay.
No, Daryl's just gonna meet his other brother Daryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Larry's gonna be a zombie. No, that means a good Newhart reference there, Justin.
Wow, dude. That's a deep cut. That's a good one.
Yeah. So I also watched what's probably, I would think, the funniest of all the Batman films, Lego Batman. I watched that one last night. Have you guys seen this?
I have seen the first one. There's a second one, too.
Well, not the Lego movie. So this is the Lego Batman movie, and Will Arnett's in it, Zach Galifianakis. It's hilarious. It's honestly,
I might have watched it.
It cracked me the hell up, like at certain points and all that. And just really funny movie. I would definitely say if you haven't seen it because you think it's a kid's film and you remotely like anything Batman, watch it. Rosario Dawson's in it. Michael Cera. Ralph Fiennes is in it.
Ralph Fiennes.
I think he actually does the voice of Voldemort in it too, so that's pretty funny.
Okay, I think I did watch it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I found myself laughing out loud hysterically like a madman, and I'm like, this is pretty good. And they do the weird Bane voice too. It's like, oh, this will be a reckoning.
You were sitting there just saying LOL instead of actually out. You were just like LOL.
Instead of laughing out loud, he just texted it to
I'm a big ROFOTL. I don't know. I don't even know how to say that anymore. You know, it's like one of those early.
You're like that. You're like one of those girls that just goes, "That's so funny," instead of actually laughing. That's so funny.
Or no, like you ever meet someone that sends you like LMFAO? You're like, okay, that's a bit extreme.
And then every time,
bit of a joke, that, but
yeah. But every time I get that, I just go shake that. Do 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 do. Yeah, exactly.
I do that dance.
Shuffle.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Butthole shuffle.
That takes me back to the days where me and Matt drank every day.
Oh yeah,
LMFAO, shake that, fucking on the bar. And it played at the bar every fucking hour on the hour.
Yeah,
party rock.
Followed by you are a shooting star. It's a
oh my favorite. God, wow.
That's like nightmare. That's like nightmares, dude.
Was there a song that the bar used to always close down to?
Closing time.
Closing time by Semisonic.
I don't think we ever made it to closing. We were usually
that's fair.
Before then.
They're like, we'll allow you to stay until you stop paying fresh, crisp $5 bills. Then you need
to. No, it was pretty much somebody either threw up, somebody took their dick out, or somebody fell asleep at the bar.
I don't know, man. I never took my dick out.
That was someone else who still denies it.
Nice.
Oh, did Cooper freeze?
No, he's taking his dick out. she shut it down when he started hearing us talking about dicks, dude.
Yeah, he was like, oh, shit, I gotta shut this off before the girlfriend hears.
Well, I'll go into my weekend geek, I guess, dude. If he hears, he hears. Fuck it. If he dies, he dies.
Sometimes they die.
Sometimes they freeze. Oh shit, dude! You are now the host.
Are we now? Oh, I'm the host now.
It says somebody is.
I am the captain now.
I am the captain. Nice, dude. Let's see. I watched Space Jam.
The Myra thing. Yeah, I guess it is still recording. Oh shit!
It is. Yeah. So
I don't know how this is gonna work now.
Who knows, dude? We might have to send them this in.
Oh, there you wait.
Go. It's just ahead. He's just ahead. There he
Welcome
is.
Welcome back.
Well, that was interesting. Yeah.
So we're wrapping up the show now.
Yeah. No, we're doing My Week in Geek, dude.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, it just completely bounced off there for a second. Weird, so. Dude.
But yeah, I I watched Space Jam.
Oh, the new one.
The new one.
I can see if I was like 7 years old, how I'd really like it.
Entertaining as a kid,
but like I do, as an adult, nah, dude, it's too many. It's a commercial for all the other Warner Brothers properties to introduce like these kids that want to watch them. You know,
it's kind of a mess. I think it's got some decent concepts in it and all that, but if I've learned nothing from that movie, it's that Don Chalady there, he will do anything for money. Yeah, Don Cheadle will now do anything.
See, to me, my takeaway from the movie is LeBron is not as good of an actor as Michael Jordan.
Clearly. Like, not even
close. I don't think Michael Jordan was as a good actor. I just think he played to his strengths, dude.
He did.
And there was less acting for him in his movie than there was in this movie. You put Michael Jordan in this role and he's gonna suck ass too. There was just too much acting, dude, and not enough cool basketball stuff.
Yeah,
you know, you think about like the Hanes commercials and stuff like that he did that were better than LeBron James acting in this.
But yeah, no, it was not. My favorite, but yeah, if you're a little kid, yeah, it's a great movie.
It's just cool. I like the father son aspect of it. It's nice. I like that. You know, if you can like different stuff, that's really cool.
There's some cool visual effects for sure.
Yeah.
What else I watch? I watched another basketball thing about the Detroit Pistons versus the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, Alice in the Palace.
Yeah, and dude. That's some crazy fucking shit, dude. That's a great documentary. I feel bad for some of those guys, but like one thing you don't do is you don't go into the stands no matter what the fuck, dude.
Yeah.
They crossed that line. They got their reckoning. And it's such bullshit that the first guy who went into the stands that met a world peace, whatever they fuck, Ron Artest. Yeah. He fucking went to the Lakers and won a championship and none of those other guys did. Such fucking bullshit.
Was that whole free Ron Artest thing?
Kind of. No. Maybe, because he got suspended for the year.
Yeah.
He did. Those other two guys were only 20-something games, but still. Those other two guys' careers just flopped, dude. And, you know, and then Reggie Miller didn't get a ring, and it was like, damn, I feel bad for him, dude. But you can't put three fucking Dennis Rodmans on a team, dude, and expect not anything to happen, dude. Because they were all like Dennis Rodman in their own ways. There's two, it's like all of them are just crazy fuckers and they amped themselves up, dude, you know? And then they had fans that were like, they interviewed fans that kind of caused part of the riot. They interviewed that one dude who went onto the floor and he was all trying to get sympathy. He's like, hey, dickhead, you went onto the fucking court and got knocked the fuck out, dude. That was your own fault, dude. You get no sympathy from me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, that's like Detroit Pistons fans. Yeah, they're wieners like that. See, I gotta give it. The only like fans that'll actually like stick up are like Phillies fans. They'll be like, yeah, I fucking threw that battery and hit fucking Santa Claus in the face. He fucking deserved it.
Yeah, you guys like are completely forgetting about like New York fans and Boston fans and stuff like that. They're like, yeah, next time I throw an elbow. You know, it's like
they own it. The thing about those fan groups, they own it. Detroit fans, it seems like they all pussed out, dude, and didn't want to take ownership. If it was me, hell yeah, I fucking stormed the court. I was ready to knock some fuckers out, and I got beat, dude. What's up?
Matt's like, hell yeah, lick toes.
Hell yeah, lick toes. What's up?
New York fans and Boston fans are on the tougher side, but come on, dude. Philly fans, fucking, they're brutal, dude.
If you're talking about Eagles fans, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Eagles fans.
They fucking, they're the only group of fans that booed Santa Claus at Christmas.
I saw a bootleg shirt, dude. I was going to buy it. It just said, fuck Dallas, dude. And it was like, it was an Eagles bootleg shirt. It was cool shit, dude. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think I get a.
We used to have them like the Boston versus the New York and the New York versus Boston ones. Like there used to be like so many about like Jeter and stuff like that. So you don't see him. And it's like, you know,
Jeter's biracial angel.
I know.
Chocolate angel. What are you talking about?
You shot Jeter. You cost us the championship. He's a biracial angel.
Oh, man. Did I talk about going to the vintage T-shirt con?
No, I saw pictures of it.
Yeah, so we went to, it was basically, the title of the event was called Vintage T-Shirt Con. That was it. So it's basically, that's what it is, dude. You walk in, and there's this like $600, $1,000 shirts just hanging up, dude. So much cool shit, dude. But then you just realize all these people don't put in the work to find the shit, dude. And it's basically like there's this weird market of people trading stuff or just buying these epic shirts just to show off that they have them.
Yeah. You know?
And so people aren't really making money at these things, in my opinion. I mean, I don't really talk about this in the video, but I figured I'd talk about it on here. But like, you just flipping through these racks of clothes and they just want like this ungodly amount of money for these shirts, dude. It's like, if they would price these reasonably, we would sell, you know, like everyone's doesn't have this kind of money to pay 800, you know, 120 for a shirt, dude, or more, you know, the ones I bought, like I bought that shark one with that shark kind of coming out of it. I think I paid maybe $25 for that, dude.
That's a cool shirt.
It's fucking from like the early 90s. It's got nice visuals. And
did you see any Brendan Fraser shirts?
I didn't, dude.
There had to have been one.
Mm-hmm. They had a mummy shirt. Oh, they did have a mummy shirt. A mummy, yes. Mummy Returned or something. But yeah, dude, it was just like, it was kind of a cool little glimpse into that whole like world, man, of like these kids basically replaced selling drugs with fucking buying high-end like vintage t-shirts, and they like peddle like their vintage t-shirts, and they talk about being like hookups, and like it's like, really, dude,
is it just t-shirts, or do they have sneakers there too?
It was like 90% shirts, and then a few people had hits of other stuff.
Yeah,
you know, but it was a vintage t-shirt kind of. The guy started, I met the guy who was running it. He seemed really cool, and he's gonna do some more like in Dallas and stuff. So I definitely want to check more out and maybe even be a vendor at one, you know. And then I want to price my shit to move. You know, like what was moving was $5 shirts, $10 shirts, and a lot of vendors had like these $5 dig through piles. So they would throw some gems in there, and you'd have to find them. Like I found, like Shannon found a Rob Zombie shirt, you know, from like 2002. She found a Universal Studios Florida shirt from like 90, you know, single stitch, fucking big old tag, nice patina on the shirt, dude, for $5, it's a $30 shirt, dude.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to dig and stuff, which is that's the part I liked about it, is that you could still find shit at this fucking con of all these $300 shirts. You can find $30 and $40 shirts for $5. If you were looking. So I just thought that was cool, man. I kind of
Brent's like me. He's a digger.
Yeah. Shannon's the fucking digger, dude, for sure, man. She was digging through piles, man.
Did either of you get to finish? I think we talked about this, and if not, maybe we'll talk about it next time. Did you guys get to watch the movies that made us on Netflix?
I watched Jurassic Park, and I watched Back to the Future. But yeah, let's definitely hit on that next show, dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'll watch the rest.
I was just finishing up Forrest Gump before I get on with you fellas.
Thinking about it, I think the movies that made us is helping my Jurassic Park choices.
Oh yeah, dude, that we can totally go into that.
Oh, absolutely.
When toys that fucking made us flip down Ninja Turtles, that's when that shit skyrocketed, dude. So
yeah,
it's coming around again. Like turtles seem to be like super hot in all the groups that I'm in right now. So those turtle futures seem to be coming right back. You know, especially mid time cards,
dude. Like they never went down. They kind of like, and they kind of
plateaued,
and then they're kind of going back up. I don't see them ever. I don't see them dropping again, dude. Because everyone just rushed to buy everything up to flip. So this is nothing out there to buy, dude, for cheap anymore. So the price is going down on that shit, which is fine with me, man. So I'm sitting on bins of it, dude, and I haven't listed.
I got a big old bin of Ninja Turtles that I haven't touched. So.
Oh, that one that you got from Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, that big old one that I gave you a couple pieces out of. Yeah,
you sold the Cowabunga Carl van? Or
I sold one of them. I have another one.
Wow. Wowabunga.
Nice.
I got a whole nother Cowabunga Carl van. I was doing the math. I was having multiples because one is none, and none is, you know, one is none. Two is one.
You know how many Cowabunga Carl fans I have? Three. That's Trace Cowabunga Carl fans.
You know that in Spanish? No, you don't.
You know, you say Cowabunga in Spanish?
That's what
that is Spanish.
For what, sewers and technodromes?
Dude, I probably have fucking 20 sewers now and probably 10 technodromes. Maybe three of them are like 90% complete.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a hoarder, dude.
He's in the Trace Technodrome Club.
Trace, yeah. I got Trace Dromas.
Trace Dromas. play up.
That's a good place to leave it for tonight. Folks, you can check us out at Geek Life HQ, geeklifehq.com for our robust webpage there.
And if you really want to tag us in a hashtag, it's not hashtag Geek Life HQ, it's hashtag fuckface. That's
Thing.
Yeah.
That's the one. Or hashtag Malkovich or
or hashtag hot dog. No hot dog.
Yeah, do that one. That'll be good. I like that because it says less than 100 posts. So that's awesome. Well, hopefully this comes out because of my lost internet there, but you know, we'll see. If not, we'll just do the whole thing all over again.
It should come out
next time. Thank you for joining us on Geek Life HQ.
Leave a voicemail.
Definitely. Anchor.fm or just send it to geeklifehq at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Do that easier.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways podcast network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.